Our next speaker is Patricia Peterson. She is the Vice President of Claims and Risk Management at Texas Lawyers Insurance Exchange, the only preferred provider by the State Bar of Texas for Lawyers Liability Insurance. She is a graduate of the University of Texas Law, and while in law school, she served as an intern for the Texas Supreme Court and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. After graduating, she worked at a law firm in Austin with a focus on real estate litigation and then transferred to TLIE and its claims department. In addition to managing and overseeing professional liability claims asserted against TLIE's insured, she handles risk management inquiries and continuing legal education programs. Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you so much. It's a privilege to be here. When I was in law school at UT, I was in fact an editor on the Texas Journal of Oil, Gas, and Energy Law. I did not end up going into that field, but I did have an interest in it back in law school. So it's a real honor to be able to be here and speak to some of the folks I might have been able to work with had I continued down that path. So today, I'm going to talk with you a little bit about what you should do if you are threatened with a legal malpractice claim. And of course, one of those things is to call your carrier, but there's a lot of other things that we're going to go through, even if you don't have insurance. So as far as the types of errors that we often see, the first one is there is, in fact, no error. It could be one of those situations where your client is just dissatisfied with the outcome, whether it's litigation or maybe the result of client relation, lack of communication. Whatever it is, there's actually not any damages. There's no real error, but they're calling you, threatening you to say, I'm going to bring a malpractice claim against you. We should have won that case. Or give me your fees back. The other type of error is the error where there is a cure, that this is something that can be fixed. It may be just redrafting a document. The parties that would be executing the document are still alive and well. Or it could be something where you could file a motion for reconsideration if it's in a litigation. But there is a possibility that we can get the client back into the position the client would have been but for that error. And as a carrier, we like to see these situations, if at all, and it may require either you fixing the error yourself or your carrier may be willing to do claim repair and hire counsel for you to get that error fixed. The third type of error that we see is the one that is not curable, but it really didn't cause any monetary damages. The client is still upset about the situation. We have these where maybe we've got a client that has hired an attorney to pursue some sort of constitutional type issue where they're trying to get law changed. They're not actually even seeking monetary damages against the government, but they're trying to make a change in law. So if there's an error that occurs there, they're not really monetarily damaged, except maybe to the extent the fees that they had paid your firm. The other type of error is it's not curable. This could be a limitations issue. This is the most obvious ones where the time to file a suit was missed and now the client cannot pursue their suit and they were in fact seeking monetary damages against the prospective defendant in that underlying litigation. And the last type is the error did cause damage, but it's not really worth the client to actually prosecute or bring it. Maybe the amount of controversy was so small. Maybe it was a litigation over, a dog where the value of the dog, is considered a piece of property and it's only worth a few hundred dollars. So hiring an attorney is generally not worth prosecuting and maybe not worth defending. So in those situations, When the insured calls me and says, hey, I've got a situation, you know, the amount in controversy is only a few thousand dollars, I will try to resolve that with the claimant directly, opposed to going and hiring outside counsel, because the cost of defending that suit is more than what it would be to just resolve it directly with the claimant.